Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Marin Skufka. He's the major shareholder and group CEO of the group Liburnia, based in Croatia. First and foremost, Marin, welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo. I'm happy to be here, and my regards to all the viewers of this interview.
Thank you very much. It's always good to have you. I think this is the second time in our career that we are inviting you to speak here. So let's straightly get on with it as life changes every day. Start by telling us a little bit about the history, briefly, about Liburnia. How did you come about in this business?
So Liburnia is this year celebrating 20 years, and I'm very, very proud of this achievement, especially because I'm here since the very beginning. I was the first employee of the company in 2004. Captain Danko Crnčević started the company. And just a few months after the start, I joined as a rookie, as a agent. I was attending all the loading and discharging operations that we had, and mostly in Croatian ports or Slovenian ports. And for a while, I was doing that. Mm-hmm. They recognized my proactivity, and after several years, I think it was 5 or 6 years, I became a small partner in the company. Mm-hmm. We were still 2 or 3 persons when that happened. And since I was very active and I was always looking for more, they also gave me the freedom to develop the company in my way. Mm-hmm. So for years already, I think it's more than 10 years that I'm basically running the company with my ideas, of course, always with support, mostly of Captain Danko, but also with another shareholder that we have, Mr. Željko Petrović. Mm-hmm. Today in Liburnia, we are 7 shareholders because I decided to invite my key employees and key persons into the structure. So we are 7 today. And we developed the company in 4 more countries. So today Liburnia works from 5 countries in Europe. First one was, of course, Croatia. Then 6 years ago, we opened the office in Breda in Netherlands. Then 4 years ago, we opened Czech Republic. Last year, actually this year, we acquired the second acquisition of Liburnia, was a company Tanta in Slovenia. So we also developed our footprint in Slovenia. And later this year, we opened the office in Poland, in Warsaw. The office is now transferring to Gdansk, to be closer to the port. Mm-hmm. But that's the last, let's say, the last opening of the company. When it comes to the activities, we will always focus on sea freight mostly. Mm-hmm. So the biggest activity was chartering, worldwide chartering. But then 3 years ago, we acquired the road transfer company Velebit Promet from Croatia, the company that was already 30 years on the market. Mm-hmm. So today we have our own assets, but mostly we do chartering, project forwarding, and road transport activities.
Okay. That's a very impressive development in only 20 years. And I must say, I like the idea, as I meet a lot of companies during these interviews, I like the idea that you actually invited your colleagues, key colleagues, to become shareholders and partners, because who works finding the right staff and keeping them and making them stay? How to do that? The best way is to let them be part of it. It seems to work for you, right?
We're just now preparing for ESOP, so even more people of the company will be invited into ownership structure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way, especially today when it's very difficult to find the active, proactive people, intelligent people. I think that instead of looking around, we rather preserve what we have
Yeah.
and keep strongly with us our present
Yeah.
employees.
Yes. I had a meeting yesterday here in Denmark with a guy who also said difficult to find the right staff. They are not motivated either. They are spoiled for choice. The living has been too good, or we have been too poor in the shipping industry to generate new talent, or there are so many other choices for them. So I fully agree with you. Keep sticking to what you have and developing them before you start looking around might be the right wise choice. How do you see the future for your company? There's a lot of companies joining other companies. You look at guys like DSV becoming huge, bigger than ever, others buy others, and so on. You still wish to keep independent, so to speak, right?
We wish to keep independent. We love our own freedom. We love the quality of the life that we developed here. It's not everything about work. Of course, the work is important to gain the good quality of life.
Yeah.
We mostly love our freedom. We are a process-built company. So for us, whatever we build ourselves, we'll have to live with that. And I love this lifestyle. So, if you ask me, there are of course a lot of opportunities to sell the company, but I would always continue living in the way we live now.
Yeah. There's a saying that it's nice to have money in the bank and you need for a rainy day, but it doesn't rain for 3 months, you know. So it's freedom, you can never put a price tag on that. When you mention offices in Poland, you mention in Netherlands and so on, are there any specific reasons for why the last or the latest addition to your office is in Poland, or is it strictly from a business perspective?
It's always about the people. So for us, of course, Poland itself is a very interesting market, a very big market. If we haven't had the proper person there with whom we have the same frequency and same ideas, we wouldn't develop. That's how it started in Netherlands. One of my biggest and best friends, Karim Tajs, was there. And we, as friends, we discussed, we talked a lot, and then we decided to develop the company together. Pretty much the same thing happened in the other countries. So it's always about people.
Yeah. So you can call this the marine network. We add an E to your name. It's really the marine network, right?
Well, it's not only Marine Network, it's Liburnia People Network, let's say. I never like to put myself into the front row. You know, it's we are all the same.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. No, but Liburnia certainly has a good name in the market. That I do hear when I come across many expos and conferences. How do you mainly make sure to continue to get business these days? I mean, competition is everywhere. Many of the ship owners, as you know yourself, the ships at least until now has been pretty fully booked, and the nose is a bit in the sky with many of them. How do you manage in this case?
It's everything but easy, of course. Today we have all information around us, and you can easily come straight to any client, knock on the door, and everyone today says we can do everything, you know. We are carefully looking at our clients' needs and trying to develop the activities according to their requirements. For instance, we significantly developed our technical expertise in last years. And today we are even with them in their design phase. So when they are designing certain product, they are contacting us, and we influence on that. So the logistic part is easier at the end. We do all the method statements, loading plans, lashing plans, lifting planks ourselves. trying to be innovative, trying to be as much as possible active and communicating with them closely. So it's about keeping the clients that we have, and then looking around, we also try to gain new clients, but we are not shopping for everything. So let's say that we are trying to be a little bit unique and working with the clients which are also having challenging a little bit different cargos. And yeah, try to gain them and let's say to make sure that they understand what we are, who we are, and that we are a little bit different than the others.
Yeah. Now it sounds like a smart move. I mean, that if you're already in there on the technical side, you automatically link your customer closer to you, and the likelihood is that they suddenly will jump ship for a few dollars freight difference is not big. So smart move. You get closer to them. Everybody learns. And why have 20 customers if you have 10 that stays with you? So it makes a bit of sense, right?
The communication is very important. I always say that we shouldn't escape from the problems. We have to face the problems. If the problem occurs, you immediately call the client and you tell them, we have a problem and we will solve it.
Yes.
And when you have a problem and when you communicate the problem properly, then the client is even stronger with you than in normal circumstances.
So there's no danger of you having a call center in India like many ship owners have. So we have to speak Indian English to get the problem sorted.
Well, my phone is working 24/7 all
of
the time.
So, yeah. I know that. I was joking with you. So of course it's I know you have that high quality working style. What's next for you? How do you view? We have an election today in the U.S. We have conflicts in the Red Sea. We have an emperor who wants to. He does not have enough territory to the east. how do you review for your business with your location in the world 2025?
Well, when you work in logistics, you have to be ready to face all these situations. There's a lot of instability worldwide these days, and you just have to be ready to face all of that. We are not afraid to risk. We are not afraid to develop even more. Mm-hmm. If there is the opportunity to open the office in certain country with certain person, I will do it irrelevant of the geopolitical situation. So you just have to continue the business as usual, whatever happens in the world.
Okay, sounds good. Good, Marin. And you can do that because you have the command over your own ship together with your local partners. And that is freedom in the extreme. You don't have to ask somebody far away for permission.
Absolutely. Everything is in our hands.
Yes. Perfect. Very, very good, Marin. I think this has been a very, it's a confirmation of what me and many other viewers already knew. You are a very reliable, first of all, a reliable person, and you run a good show there together with your partners. I thank you very much for this informative yet relaxed interview. Thank you, Marin.
Thank you very much, Bo. It was a pleasure.
Same here. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview, of course, by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Marin Skufka, the CEO and major partner in Liburnia, based in Croatia, but also with offices elsewhere in Europe. They are celebrating their 20th anniversary soon, or this year. And they are certainly a company to contact if you have any oversized chartering or other logistics requirements needing quality. For me in Project Cargo Weekly, I wish you all well, and until the next issue, I remain best regards.